Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Time to take a look at our pick of five things to do in Cape Town this coming weekend. And we start with one for the foodies as the annual Restaurant Week kicks off. It's your chance to experience some of the city's best dining establishments at vastly reduced prices. On the line with us is Sunny Frintz, Commercial Director of Restaurant Week South Africa. How many restaurants are actually participating this year?
80 top restaurants. In South Africa. So we have like several regions.
And can you just give us an example of a couple of the participating restaurants here in Cape Town?
Yeah, Greenhouse Restaurant.
Wow.
That was named number six best restaurant in South Africa, overseen by Chef Farrell Hirsch. In the Wildlands, we have also a lot of top restaurants like Medium Wines, Jordan Restaurant, Faber, Creation Wines.
What are the offerings for somebody who's never experienced Restaurant Week before? Can you explain to us how it works?
Every restaurant, they always want to create something special, and of course also for a special price. And guests can, like for example, book a two-course lunch starting from 150 rand and a three-course dinner starting from 250 rand. Some of the restaurants, for example, in the Wildlands also offer a special menu, including a wine pairing, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can think of a price for 200 rand for two-course lunch or 250 rand. But if they go to the website, www.restaurantweek.co.za, they can click on the region, they can click on the restaurant, and they can click on the menu. And then they can see the dishes and, of course, also the price.
Okay, now it starts Friday the 19th of July and then runs until Sunday the 4th of August. I'm assuming, as with any restaurant booking, you do need to book in advance, and do you need to let the restaurant know that you're taking advantage of the Restaurant Week special?
Well, if you make a booking via the website, restaurantweek.co.za, then you book for the special. So you don't have to call the restaurants that you want to make use of the special. It's just if you book via the website, you already have the special.
Sunny Frintz, Commercial Director of Restaurant Week South Africa, thank you so much for chatting to us. That website again is www.restaurantweek.co.za. If, like me, you are frequently moved to tears by a great movie theme tune, then our next pick of the week is definitely for you. It's an opportunity to hear highlights of some of the greatest movie themes of all time, performed by a very special orchestra in our beautifully renovated City Hall. Classics at the Movies has been organised by the City of Cape Town, and I'm delighted to welcome on the line Councillor Zahid Badruddin, who is the Mayoral Committee Member for Community Services and Health. Great to have you with us.
Awesome. Great to be on this wonderful, exciting topic.
Thanks so much for joining us. What inspired the concept of this concert?
So what's most important is that as a director at the community services department is focused on extending our caring footprint across the city, and we really, one of the ways that we're able to do this is by partnering with organizations and other bodies that essentially drive a program that speaks to similar projects that we are driving. Now, what's most important here is that the Community Philharmonic Orchestra is an organization that has approached the city for support with the project that they've proposed, which is the exciting Classics at the Movie, which is taking place soon, actually. And one of the ways that the city is supporting this organization is by making the City Hall available to the Community Philharmonic Orchestra to use with an additional grant to make the event a success and possible. Because what they're doing, again, speaks to exactly what we're trying to achieve by supporting other organizations through the funds that are being raised, such as the Masaki Foundation and the Rotary Foundation, that have all come on board. And so what we have is essentially a wonderful collaborative event that brings on role players who are focused on doing social good. Therefore, we are very excited to be able to partner with the Community Philharmonic Orchestra on this project.
Now, they've got 60 players. I believe it's a mix of professionals and amateurs from all over the city. So a wonderful, inclusive event. What are they going to be playing for us?
I am quite excited to hear excerpts from Pirates of the Caribbean because I've been following those movies. But also they have Superman and the Rocky Horror Picture Show and a number of other movies that I don't want to give too much away, because I really would like to encourage your listeners to please purchase tickets. And tickets are quite cheap, 150. rand to 250 rand if you want to sit with the deputy mayor in his box. It's quite a worthy cause, and I really want to encourage everyone to come. We've got Superman, the music from the Da Vinci Code, Raiders March, and a number of other movies. And really, it's an exciting cause, not only for the amateurs who form part of this professional the orchestra, which has professional players in as well, but also the conductors. It's professional conductors, amateur conductors, and we're developing talents here that we're really hoping to drive in our community, similar to our partnership with the Baxter and the Artscape and a number of other organizations as well.
Zahid, thank you so much for chatting to us. It sounds like an absolutely fabulous evening. Just to recap the details, it's Saturday the 20th of July at the City Hall. Tickets are costed from only 150 rand a head, and you can book via CompuTicket, and the event is on from 6 to 10 p.m. Zahid Badruddin, Mayoral Committee Member for Community Services and Health, thanks so much for joining us today. It's still plastic-free July and, of course, still the week of Mandela Day. So if you didn't do your 67 minutes of service yesterday, we've got a suggestion on how you can make up for it tomorrow. It's an invitation for you to roll up your sleeves and join in a clean-up of the Black River. Now, of course, this waterway flows through a number of different Cape Town suburbs before it meets the sea in Paarden Eiland. And the clean-up tomorrow is being organised by Beauty Without Cruelty. It is focused around the river mouth area. That's the starting point anyway. And you're asked to meet at the mouth in President Kruger Street, Paarden Eiland, a little before 10:30. The cleanup expected to last until about midday. There's no cost to take part. Just bring a positive attitude and, of course, a willingness to help. You can bring the kids, provided they will be under adult supervision. And you're asked to bring a rake, maybe a silicone broom, perhaps even some braai tongs if you don't want to touch the debris directly. Beauty Without Cruelty will provide the bags and the gloves. So if you'd like to help clean up the Black River, meet at the mouth in President Kruger Street tomorrow at 10:30. And then once you've done your bit for the environment, why not reward yourself with an outing to the theatre? The show we'd like to flag for you this week is the Waterfront Theatre School's production called Spring Awakening, the musical. It's a rock musical, actually based on an 1891 play by Frank Wedekind, set in late 19th century Germany, and it's focused on the story of teenagers as they begin to discover their sexuality. Now, the original Broadway production of the show opened in 2006 and won 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. There is a performance tonight at the Artscape Arena at 8 p.m. same time tomorrow night. Tickets are 150 rand a head and can be booked via CompuTicket. Just a note, please, that there is a PG-16 age restriction on the show due to some partial nudity and scenes of a sexual nature. It's the Waterfront Theatre School production of Spring Awakening, the musical.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
And then last but not least, put on your running shoes and get to the Sea Point Promenade for the annual Cape Town Festival of Running. The event is celebrating its 21st birthday this year. As always, there's a variety of distances to sign up for, so really something for everyone, no matter how professional or novice a runner you are. Tomorrow's races include a 100-kilometre ultra, 50-kilometre mini ultra, and a 5x5-kilometre relay race. Sunday then hosts the very popular 21k half marathon event. Entries range in price from 150 to 350 rand a person, depending on which race you're signing up for. You can book via web tickets. And for more information on the event, please visit capetownfestivalofrunning.org.za.